Enduring growing frustration with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte over his bloody war on drugs, Vice President Leni Robredo resigned from the cabinet as housing secretary. Robredo claims she was blocked from attending cabinet meetings, and now, in her new role as vice president, she will lead the opposition to Duterte. Robredo is a human rights lawyer whose husband, the interior secretary, died in a 2012 plane crash. In her resignation statement, Robredo said she has major differences in principles and values with President Duterte, who launched a war on drug dealers that has cost the lives of nearly 5,000 Filipinos killed by vigilantes and police extrajudicial killings. Robredo has also protested Duterte's decision to move the body of former dictator Ferdinand Marcos to the Philippines Heroes Cemetery. Robredo narrowly defeated Marcos's son in the last election. Robredo is a second key official to resign from Duterte's administration in less than a week. Maria Serena Diokno quit as head of the government's historical commission recently in protest of Duterte's decision to allow Marcos's burial in the nation's most honored cemetery. In early December, President Duterte made a brief congratulatory phone call to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. The Philippines president stated Trump endorsed his violent war on drugs. When the Shiite-dominated Iraqi army drove ISIS out of the city of Tikrit in early 2015, there were fears of sectarian revenge killings provoked by the 2014 ISIS slaughter of 1,700 Iraqi Shiite cadets at Tikrit's Camp Spiker. Trained facilitators from Sunni and Shiite communities worked in the months following the retreat of ISIS fighters to identify the individuals who committed the atrocities and to resist condemning the entire Sunni population. The reconciliation process, funded by the U.S. Institute of Peace, could be a model for Mosul as it plans to rebuild after ISIS rebels are driven out of Iraq's second-largest city. Omar Tariq Ismail, Tikrit's mayor, told the Christian Science Monitor, "When we started, all signs looked very bad. We thought it was a lost cause. But after trained facilitators moved into Sunni and Shiite communities, tensions eased and tribal leaders took responsibility for the individuals involved in the massacre. Sunni leaders in Tikrit also provided evidence that they too were victims of ISIS brutality and revealed how local Sunnis saved the lives of 500 Shiite cadets. In front of dozens of TV satellite channels, Tikrit's Sunni tribal leaders condemned the massacre at Camp Spiker, blamed ISIS for the mass killings, and promised to help Iraqi security forces identify individuals from Sunni tribes who participated in the massacre. Since ISIS was driven out, Tikrit has come back to life with bustling streets, busy shops, and restored city services like water and power." A week after the election of Donald Trump as president, pastors gathered at the basement of a downtown New York City church to plot their resistance to Trump's promised mass deportation of immigrants. Many of these faith leaders were immigrants themselves and are the driving force behind the New Sanctuary Coalition of New York City, founded in 2007. According to The Nation magazine, physical sanctuary goes far beyond simply advocating for immigrant rights. It means houses of worship covertly host immigrants facing deportation. Physical sanctuary could consist of a short-term stay in a safe place to avoid a raid by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or a long-term stay while awaiting a court ruling. Currently, 11 Christian congregations in New York City provide physical sanctuary to immigrants in jeopardy, and immigrant rights activists are working to dramatically increase that number before Trump is sworn into office on January 20th. During the campaign, Trump also pledged to end President Obama's DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that protects 800,000 dreamers born to undocumented immigrants from deportation. During the 8 years of President Obama's administration, 2.4 million immigrants have been deported, a 21% increase over the number of deportations ordered during George W. Bush's years in office. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.